Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I'm your co-host for this evening, Derek Hoskins, and with me as always is my good friend and yours, the lovely, the talented, the wonderful Men. Men is my co-host tonight. Ian Torrance is here.
I wish the Men wasn't there and it was just that face, because I like that face.
Hi, bud. Hi. Way to make the intro awkward. I appreciate that.
More awkward than Colonel Bob on the Silver Screen Scoundrels?
Nothing is more awkward than Colonel Bob's.
Good evening. For those of you who can't see, he's mimicking Bob, starting at the bottom floor and rising up into the elevator.
I can't get close enough to my camera. My camera's behind my computer. I need the camera right here.
It's creepy. I'll give him it's creepy, but not in the way that he thinks.
just creepy enough for people to swipe away.
Derek, what are we talking about tonight?
We're gonna talk about Loki season 2, but not the episode you expect, since this is coming out on Friday. We're talking about last week's episode 1. We were going to talk about it last week because Disney was putting out Loki on Thursday. We were very excited about it, get to watch it and talk about it that night. And then they pulled the rug out from under us and said, oh, sorry, you people on Eastern time zone. It's not going to go on Disney Plus until 9 p.m. We record at 8. So,
which is basically what this episode is about this week. Our episode is about how we can't believe that Disney hates us. And we don't understand why they're doing everything at 9 p.m. now. And I feel like each new show that they bring out, it's a different day or different time each time.
You remember back in the day where it was like every show was going to come out on Friday?
Yeah,
when they first, like Mandalorian season 1, every show was going to come out on Friday, and they're like, eh, you know what? Every show is going to come out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Some shows are going to come out on Friday. Some are going to come out on Wednesday. Ahsoka, Tuesday. Loki season 2, Thursday at 9 p.m. What are you doing?
Yeah. Make up your mind. Because I remember like when we first had started this whole thing, we were talking about that. We were trying to get on a schedule and decide, like, you know, what days our episodes going to come out. And we agreed that, like, I think we were originally going to release on Wednesdays, and then it became like, no, we got to record on Wednesdays, release it on Thursday. And then it became like, no, we got to record on Thursday, release it by Friday.
And now season 2 of Loki is
Disney Plus is just like, oh, what are you going to do now?
We can do about it. At least when Echo comes out in a month or so, they're going to drop that whole thing and we can watch that at our leisure and talk about it when we want to. But either way, we're going to talk about Loki season 2, episode 1. And we're just, unfortunately, because of the time that we have to record these, because of how our schedules are, we're going to be a week behind. So for those of you that actually are our loyal fan out there, we appreciate you. You're just going to have to check us out a week late. It sucks. It's not how we want to do it. But with Loki not dropping until 9 p.m. our time, both of us have a normal, you know, first shift type of job. We can't be staying up until 10 o'clock starting to record, going for about an hour.
But even record by 10.
And then I do all the back end editing, which takes about another hour or two. So we can't do it.
I get real sleepy, so I may be here on paper.
But not, you're here in spirit.
Yes.
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is spongy and bruised.
Flesh is spongy and bruised.
Yeah. So anyway, like
just
I said,
a husk.
Long story short, we're talking about Loki.
Long story long,
episode 1, and we're going to jump right into it now. And I want Ian to start us off because Ian has been really looking forward to this. There've been a couple of shows on Disney Plus we've covered that have not been phenomenal, not been bad by any means, but not been phenomenal, and this is the one that you've been looking forward to the most. So, with this first episode of season 2, what did you think? What kind of vibes are you getting for the show?
I just want to say that if for some reason you haven't heard me rant and rave about how great I thought season 1 was, and I enjoyed, I'll say it again. Season 1 was fantastic. I enjoyed it. It's my favorite Disney Plus show. it's been my favorite out of all the, like, you know, the Marvel shows and Disney or Disney Marvel product, however you want to word it, whatever you want to call it. It's been my favorite. The reason I like season one so much was I'm a huge fan of thrillers and mysteries. And this was just, season one was a huge mystery, a huge, like, who is this, this timekeeper? Who are the timekeepers? Who's this? Who's that? And then the chemistry between Sylvie and Loki, because they're basically the same person from different universes. I thought that was great. But what got me was the chemistry between Mobius and Loki and the friendship that they were forming and the bond. And he was really, like, bringing out the human in Loki, which is weird because Loki's not human. And getting him to open up about, like, how he doesn't enjoy killing and it's just all big ruse. And it's just this big emotional moment. And throughout the entire, like, series, you find out that where they're at, nothing really exists there, like no powers, you know, the Infinity Stones are paperweights, stuff like that. So
paperweight,
that entertainment. Was my cheap luck. That was my huge loves from season one. Now season two, we're one episode deep. As of right now, we're one episode deep
for about another half hour,
45 minutes. The new one will come out, but I won't have time to watch it probably till Monday. So with that being said, I absolutely hated how much I loved this episode. Nothing? Okay.
No, I knew. We have not discussed this, by the way.
Yeah, we have not talked at all. We do not know what each other. I have not discussed with anybody what I've thought about this episode yet. This is an exclusive for everybody. Everybody love everybody. Hey, everybody love everybody. ELE. So I loved it. I just get your thoughts and then I'll get into why I loved it.
Yeah. I won't beat around the bush. I loved it as well. Surprise, surprise. I like a Marvel property. I really, really loved Loki season one. It wasn't my favorite of the Marvel shows. Falcon and Winter Soldier edged that out just a little bit. And the one that is the surprise, Hawkeye was just nipping at Loki's heels, right neck and neck with it. But I loved season one of Loki. I really liked the same things that Ian said. I love the chemistry between Loki and Sylvie. I love the chemistry between Loki and Mobius. It's almost like Tom Hiddleston is a charismatic person that has great chemistry with anyone he's on screen with. What a crazy thought. I
can agree with that. Yeah, he is. He's good in anything he's been.
He's fantastic. So, yeah, I was really looking forward to this. And I finally got a chance to sit down and watch it. It was a couple of days late. One of our recurring listeners that will definitely actually check this out has been getting on to me. Emily, hi. We're finally talking about Loki. She got on to me because it was a few days before I finally got to sit down and watch this episode. And I loved every second of it. I absolutely love Kihi Kwan and the Obi character. He is my favorite character. If anything happens to him, I'll riot. He's amazing. Everything about him is great. I love him as an actor. I love his meteoric rise that he's had in the last year or so. He very well deserved to be back in the spotlight. The wibbly wobbly timey wimey bits of jumping back and forth with everything going on with Loki and his time slipping, I absolutely adored. And Tom Hiddleston's acting in this episode cannot be overstated. He looked terrified when he was talking about He Who Remains.
He sold that shit.
He sold it so well.
And Loki,
the fact
was
that
terrified.
Yeah, Loki was terrified to the point where he could barely even get a sentence out, and he was mumbling to himself and just muttering back and forth. Absolutely loved it. We'll talk about some more of the details, but I wanted to say that I loved every second of this episode, and I cannot wait. I hate that we're going to have to wait a whole nother week to talk about the next episode because I know it's going to be awesome as well. So, Ian, I'll throw it back to you. We can get into some of the nitty gritty, some of the things you really liked about it. Before we do, was there anything about this episode you did not like?
A small minor complaint. I thought that I wasn't a huge fan of the time jumping back and forth, the time slipping, I should say, so much back and forth. That's all this episode was about, was the time slipping. I thought we could have done without it. I get that it was a huge part in setting up season two, because at the end of season one, he runs into Mobius and
B-15.
What is it? B-15?
B-15, yeah.
Okay, so he runs into one of the hunters, P15.
P52s. She was in the Love Shack. P52s. That's the dumbest joke I've made on this show.
Well, your time's slipping, baby.
I'm so sorry. That was the dumbest joke
I've I was trying to think of a way to save you.
Rock Lobster. Go ahead.
Oh my god. excuse me. So
the joke was so bad I made Ian sick.
Made me sick. So the season one cliffhanger was amazing, mm-hmm. I thought. So for it to just jump in and be like, oh, that was just him in the past. Now he's looping to the future, and now it's to the present. I thought that was a little kind of like a cop-out, and it was a little too much at times, but it did work. I did like him talking to, what's the guy's name?
OB. Ouroboros.
OB.
Yeah.
I liked him talking to OB. That whole interaction was fantastic. I agree with you. His resurgence here in the past few years is well-deserved. Mm-hmm. He's always been great. And I know, like, we're comparing
to everything when he was a kid.
And I wish he would have done more stuff. So I'm glad he's getting back into acting. And I know you saw that cute little encounter he had with Harrison Ford, like, mm-hmm. last year. And he's just a wholesome guy. He's just a lovable guy.
He's also apparently, like, the most excited person about being in the MCU.
Really?
Yeah, like, he seems super excited. Yeah, anyway, go ahead. I won't interrupt you again, but I read that he was super excited about being in the MCU.
No, that's awesome. He just seems like the type to get super excited about a lot of things, and I love that about him. So, yeah, I think his resurgence is well-deserved. It's fantastic. He's just, you just want to hug him. With that being said, I loved the episode, and that was a small, minor complaint, and it's really not much of a complaint because, like I said, overall, it did work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that... I think it's going to come into play a lot bigger after we watch this next episode, because I think they needed something to the idea that Loki is pruning himself and ripping himself from every single timeline to get him to stop doing this. What ramifications is that going to have? You know, are we going to go back and see the classic Loki, kid Loki? Are we going to see all those variants again, like in a quick moment where he's pulling himself out? Maybe, maybe not, but I think it's going to be a big part of it. My one complaint, I did have one. I love that we got a post-credit scene in this first episode, by the way. I was very surprised. Most Marvel shows don't do the post-credit scene first episode. My one complaint is I really missed Sylvie. I know there was a reason for it. I know that they're trying to build that up of, oh, what happened to her? Where is she? Is it going to be a while before we get around to her? So it made perfect sense. But that character and that actress made me fall in love with everything that they were doing on screen last season. And I just really want to see Sylvie back. There's something about that character for me that really made me, just like I said, there's not a better word for it. I fell in love with that character and getting to see what she was doing on screen. And so that was my only complaint.
I don't like her hair. That's my complaint. Man. I don't like her hair. The bangs. Maybe
it'll look cool when she's in a 1980s McDonald's uniform coming up, because we saw that in a trailer.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my only complaint. And it's a nitpick because, you know, they're setting up that she's not around. They're going to have to go find her. So that's perfectly fine. She becomes a MacGuffin. But yeah, that was my only nitpick. So anyway, go ahead. Hop into whatever you want to discuss. I'm going to let you take the reins on this.
Not a lot. There was this seemed like a very short episode.
It did.
I know it was.
There's a lot longer. Happening, but it did seem it.
Yeah, everything was kind of crammed in, but in a good way. It wasn't like, God, like. Everything about this episode, the setup at the beginning, him running down the hallway in slow motion was really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, got me on the edge of my seat, like, where's this gonna go? What are we doing here?
Right.
When he slips back into the present and to the past back and forth. Although I did, like I said, get a little like, what the fuck is happening here? I did think it was crazy how Mobius and B-52, I can't. went in to talk to basically the remaining council of mm-hmm. the TVA, and they're talking to him, and they're all like discussing protocol and all this stuff, and he just morphs into the room. Steals the pruning stick and smacks the wall with it and reveals, who do we want to call that? The Council of Kangs?
I sure thought Council of Kangs. because they were they while they were the same face, it looked like some of them had a different
they
type
looked
of headgear.
Different, yeah,
they had some different things with it. I mean, we know that He Who Remains was the one that survived, but I would not be surprised if we're going to see more about the Council of Kangs.
I just don't see why they would have multiple statues of the same person in unison like that. And plus, like you said, I agreed they all did look different. And I'm also kind of wondering, like, what happened with the fact that, like, why did the wall get covered up? Mm. Why did the statues get changed in the first place? I know now that, like, He Who Remains is deceased, that it was always them. Because, you know, how you rewrite time. Rewriting time is always, like, way beyond anything I can comprehend. But I am following it so far. I'm just interested to see as to, like, why the cover-up, why they're trying to remain so mysterious. Right. At the same time, there's, you know, why they changed the statues and the main, like...
like in the city.
To call that in the city. There you go. That's a bad word for it, city. So I'm really interested to see where episode two goes. I'm super, super, super excited about this series in general because my love for the first one and the first episode and season two has not disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree completely.
In my opinion.
There are a couple of things that I'm really excited about that this is setting up. One, I love that we're getting a deeper understanding that Ravona Renslayer, who was the judge in the first season. For those that don't know, if you didn't watch our review of the first season, we talked about it. Ravona Renslayer has become in the most in recent past become kind of the reason that Kang does everything that he does. In the older comics, she was always there and he always was trying to get to her. She would like die and he would go and do other things, but she's always been his counterpart. She's always been like his love interest. And so the fact that we got that voice recording in the past of He Who Remains talking to Renslayer and straight up saying, "Hey, I'm so glad that you're the one here that's going to rule with me. You know, I'm so glad that you're on my side," all that blah, 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 which makes you wonder, why did he, if he was so excited about her being there, why did he erase her memory and make her one of the judges? If he was so excited about it, I'm so curious to know what that point was, like you're talking about, that made him say, "All right, that's it. Nobody knows about me. It's the timekeepers. We're erasing everything. Nobody's going to know where this came from." I want to know where that happened. I'm really excited to see what they do with that. They hinted again at Mobius on a jet ski. I swear to all that's holy, by the time this series wraps, if we don't see Owen Wilson in that brown suit and tie riding on a jet ski, this series will have been a failure.
The man has earned it.
For God's sake, he's earned it. I don't know what's going on with General Dox, I believe her name was. And I think the hunter was H5, the real douchey guy that was in there. I don't know what's going on with the weird, like, sexual tension between older woman and a younger man that looked like it may have been like a mother-son relationship, but they were getting way too close for it to be that. Super, super awkward and weird. Everything about, like what you said, I'm really excited about the mystery of going forward. I cannot wait to see what happens with Sylvie. Are Loki and Mobius going to be able to catch up with her before Dox and those other hunters are? Who pruned Loki in the future?
Yeah.
Because somebody got him from behind. It wasn't Sylvie that did it, and he didn't do it to himself. Somebody pruned him off screen. I don't know who it was. It wouldn't be Mobius, because in that future, Mobius would have been dead because he got locked out of the doors. Because Loki coming back through time is what pulled him out. So I don't think it would have been Mobius. Unless that's like a fixed point thing. I don't know. Time works different in the TVA.
I don't know, man. I thought he grabbed at his stomach.
If you watched,
I thought it looked like he did it, like he got it from the front. I hate saying it like
I that. Went back and watched it. As he dissolves, you can see the pruning stick light up behind his back.
Okay.
So he definitely, because I thought that too. I was like, oh, did he just guess and hope that it was time to do it and like find a pruning stick? But yeah, there was definitely one behind his back. So I don't know. Makes me super interested to see what happens when that time comes. Because you know we're going to see that again. It's going to come around since I was in the future. I don't think I have anything else to say about this. I'm really excited to see where they go. if we were ranking episodes, which we normally don't, I would give this season finale or premiere a 10 out of 10. It was excellent. It got me very hyped to see what's going on.
I was going to say 9, but you're right. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 because it does have me hype, and I think it's great. I thought the season 1 premiere started off with a bang, and it was amazing and mysterious and great. Mm-hmm. This one was right up there with it. Didn't have the same mystery behind it, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what the hell's going on. And then that end credit scene, I was really confused but intrigued. I know that's probably the point because, you know, I'll say this, from season 1 to now season 2 episode 1, I think they've done an excellent job giving us just enough and making us curious and confusing us to the point where we want more, but we're not annoyed how it ends personally.
Yeah, I didn't feel unsatisfied. Like we talked about last week, the Ahsoka season finale, I felt unsatisfied at the end of it because that was a finale that ended on a cliffhanger, where this is the first episode of a season where it gave me just enough that it makes me want to come back next week and see it. So I think it was definitely a success. Also, one last thing. I know I keep saying one last thing, but Mobius being afraid that he's going to lose all his skin and that gag of losing his skin.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
To the point where
he
writes skin into the dust of the computer monitor was just brilliant.
Let's go back to the speckle. Let's go to the skin thing.
Also, I was watching a breakdown of this because I like to watch like Easter egg breakdowns and things online. I believe it was New Rock Stars that caught it. If you look, the duct tape on his helmet that OB puts there is the only thing that is not disintegrating as he's going out. So duct tape was the only thing that was actually surviving the time in the temporal loom.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, fun little Easter eggs, fun things that they did. I love the idea of a temporal loom where it actually shows all the timelines being compressed into one. That was a really neat sight and a visual. I'm very, very excited for this season going forward. So I'm going to shut up now and stop talking about it. So, yeah, check out Loki season 2 episode 1 if you haven't, and I know if you're watching this you've probably already seen episode 2. We will hit that next week. Again, I'm sorry about the weird scheduling thing. It's just the way it is. We appreciate anybody that sticks in there with us. I know that sometimes watching or listening to a review a week late, not always the best thing to do, but what are you going to do? Complain to Disney, complain to Bob Iger. They suck right now anyway because they just walked away from the table, so the SAG strike is continuing. So that's bad news. Some good news, though.
Bad news, everyone.
Some good news, everyone, is that we have our merch store. Don't forget to go and check it out. We have a limited edition Spooky Season logo up there. We also have our That's How You Get Demons Silver Screen Scoundrels t-shirt available now as well. And just some good stuff on there. Represent our show and help us out a little bit. We'd appreciate it. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this video with your friends. If you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to rate and review us. We appreciate all of that very, very much. Thank you so much to everybody for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of your continued support. And check back with us next week where we talk about Loki season 2, episode 2. For Ian, I have been Derek. This has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, and we will see you next time.